Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
And today on Conscious Conversations, we are talking about cycles and completions as consciousness. So we're coming to the end of the year. It's a natural ending of a cycle, and it's an opportunity to complete. And what are you ready to let go of, but also what do you plan to start, and how do you experience those transitions, those endings and beginnings?
I think it's really important to acknowledge when things are coming to an end in a way that makes us able to notice that emotional energy we have about it. Because sometimes you feel good about endings, sometimes you don't. Sometimes, you don't know what you feel, I'm sure. And in order to start something new or something again, you really want to just bring your conscious awareness into play and see what can happen differently this time. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
boy. And you and I are live or semi-live. We're as alive as we can be at this moment. So if you are actually listening to us in present time on this morning, call us at 888-627-6008 and join with us in the conversation. So the number to call in and chat with us live is 888-627-6008, and we'd love to have you contribute that way. But we also like it whenever you're listening, because you're contributing energetically to this reality, no matter beyond time and space. And that's so, Janet.
Right. And time and space really has no meaning to this work, because we get busy with just being aware. And so that lets go of the stories and your sense of time and your sense of space. And it just becomes a informational free-for-all out there. So if you're listening to us on podcasts later on, you're as part of this, because we allow for that to be our reality. And if you haven't heard us yet, it's okay, because we know you're there. So there's so many ways to play this at the end of the year, isn't there?
And if you haven't heard us yet, you will be soon.
Yeah.
We're just calling them in because they haven't even found our channel yet.
But not even yet, but we know you're out there.
Right. We're just talking to you directly as consciousness right now.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have to be conscious of our consciousness or your consciousness. We just have to know it's out there. So there we go. We are free of the boundaries.
That's so funny, because you think about people who, people who get into relationship and then they compare notes and they've been traveling like on parallel, paths, and they've only just slightly missed each other, like they both, they both could have gone to Occidental for college, but they chose to go to Vassar instead, or, they lived two blocks from each other growing up, but they never met. All those sort of parallel universes, our listeners, that we love our listeners who are listening, and that we have listeners that we love who haven't found us yet, but they're just out there in the parallel lanes, almost turning on the dial. So,
yeah, that's true. Isn't that that is always so fun to me when you realize, do you call that synchronicity when people are traveling in that parallel stuff? We have a lot of that in our family, actually. And it's just been, you just look at each other and go, wow, okay. If I had passed you on the street, I never would have known you, but now that I see you, I know you, and you're at the same place. It's amazing. Definitely. Well, what do we want to let people know? We got...
We want to let them know how to get in touch with us outside of our little radio show podcast reality. And one way you can find out more about Janet and myself is by going to our websites. And my website is joan-newcomb.com. And the first thing you can notice there is that you can get a quiz that shows you what your life purpose is. Who are you at your essence and why are you here? And you can sign up for that quiz at my website, joan-newcomb.com. And the other thing that I have going on in the Puget Sound area are meetups, and I do conscious conversation meetups in Tacoma. I've got one coming up January 9th at the Wheelock Library in Proctor. I do them in Seattle. That's coming up at the end of January. The next one after that is in Bellevue on January 10th. And also at the end of January, I'll be in Olympia. So I'm running my little tushy off doing all that. But you can also see the other things like my weekly writings. I put out videos, YouTube videos, twice a week. And I have ways that you can work with me. I have some mentorship programs that if you want to really pursue your own life purpose and regain your passion, there's ways that I can help you do that. How about you, Janet?
Well, let's see. I just want to compliment you, Joan, on that teleseminar we had yesterday, because everyone, you know, it's always good, no matter how... how well you think you've got a handle on your life, it never hurts to stop for a moment and check in again. And in doing something like Joan's teleseminar, it was really helpful to look at information again, but maybe in a different way, and check yourself and see where we were at. So I heartily recommend, no matter your level of success in life, it doesn't hurt to stop, reevaluate, or allow yourself to think that you can reevaluate, because some of us get pretty directed on stuff, and to take the time. And Joan's great at that. She just does a marvelous job with it. So, and for me, let's see, I have through Meetup, but anyone can come. Tuesday evenings, we do Heart Space here with Conscious Conversations with Janet, 7 to 9 in Portland, Oregon area. If you're available, please come. You can check it out on my website at janetandbeyond.com. Email me at janetb@janetandbeyond.com, or through Meetup, you can find it. And we go places you wouldn't think you'd go. So that's all I can tell you. Always fascinating, always interesting. And for those of you not in our local area, to either of us, we do want to remind you about our free conference calls that we have once a month, the third Thursday. And I don't have what that date is on mine for January, but please don't allow yourself to be, think of yourself as being limited in contact, because we offer
January. 21st of January. We'll be doing a teleconference and this is a way of getting up close and personal with both of us. Yeah. So it's kind of like having a private salon as opposed to just the podcast.
Lots of fun. We want to recommend that for everybody. So what else? Anything else we need to let people know?
Sure. Real quick, is the other ways to get in touch with us is that we are on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're also on Twitter at Joan and Janet. I am on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. We're both on Facebook, Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett. And you can also subscribe to us on YouTube. You can binge watch us on YouTube. Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and also email us consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com and give us your suggestions of topics to talk about. We have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned, because we are going to be talking about cycles and completion as consciousness in a state of heart space grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. That's conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about cycles and completions as consciousness.
It's good stuff. Things begin, things end, and it's all about how we feel about it and how we allow it to be useful information. You know, we're always looking for, not the next thing, but, you know, that's the quester in each of us, I suppose. But it's about how to enjoy where we are and making distinctions about where we are and in our cycles and all the influences, because there's so many influences going on at any one time. And Joan's really up on all the astrology and all the earth stuff, you know, and then we have our agendas, you know, so we have our patterns that we interact with. So that's important stuff. All right. Are we ready to drop into heart, do you think, Joan?
I sure am.
Anything we want to clear? Yeah. Yeah, everyone. All right. So this may be the last time of this year live that we'll drop access into heart. But this is something we do all the time, every day. And there's the rest of the week, and or you can still be dropping into heart and listening to your truth. So let's see what we've got coming up today. All right. Yeah, let's just all relax. Let those shoulders drop. And part of that pull is about things coming to an end. I can feel that. So just noticing the things that are going on in your life that the end of the year brings into your awareness. And just let that be out there. In this moment, we're just really going to... Oh, I hear the term, put down your arms. Interesting. Okay. So let's just...
Are the arms that we're bearing or...
Yeah, I don't know. I would tend to think of weapons, but maybe people are defensive. I don't know, or aggressive. I have no idea.
So
let's just relax. Well, you know, there used to be that kind of thing around holidays, armistice, and, you know, what do you call it?
It's armistice in November, so it's right at the beginning of the holidays.
It's, you know, the end of the year where you'd have a cessation of...
Oh, Christmas truce, the truce.
Yeah, right, truces. Okay, so maybe there's a lot of that going on there. So let's I'm sorry, I have no words. Let's be at truce with ourself. Always start with yourself. Always, all these things that are going on. So let's just relax some more. Yeah. Well, there's kind of like resistance here. So that's interesting. I don't think we've noticed that before. So we'll just sit it out. Just let whatever is feeling unsettled settle. There we go. And how it settles is by each of us saying, settle. And that's perhaps, you know, we have to direct the mind at times and set up the rules. And it's really easy to get whooped up on feeling and emotions, and they're not even yours. So just settle in. There we go. That's what it's taking. Okay, so settle in, whatever that means to you. There we go. Relax on the sofa, the book, the Afghan, the fire. Settle in. And what would it be like to feel that connection to yourself? So that's warmth, support, non-judgment. That's just love. It's grace. There we go. Just settle in. So notice the heart. There we go. Just let it relax physically. Notice the emotional terrain. Yeah, kind of bumped. Justine. So just notice whatever the display is going on. Feels like emotions are in an uproar.
Feels like distant gunfire to me.
There is something going on in the world, I guess. That's the second thing about putting the arms down. All right, so whatever's present, everyone, just allow yourself to hold true to yourself. There you go. Now step into the core of it all. It's the way we define heart, the physical, the emotional, the essence. And it's at the essence where it's all about potential. And then the bits and pieces of information. And boy, it feels like a disturbance in the field, doesn't it? So we'll just be present in heart. There we go. And the truth is, things can be disturbed outside of us, and we can still be okay. So, because no matter outcomes, we are always okay. We are consciousness. Much more than just the physical. Whoa, okay. Something going on there, Joan. What you got, sweetie?
Well, actually, I just turned on Twitter as you were talking, because you mentioned it several times. I thought, well, the place to get the most immediate notice is Twitter. So yeah. What are you tuning into? And I'm thinking, I'll tell you what I have noticed energetically. So we're totally veering off topic here, but there I have noticed a prevalent building tension in the last several weeks that, to me, I'm like, okay, is this a relative? Is this a... But I felt it so much in this area that I've started to think that I'm tuning into something collective in the Puget Sound area, which then I started thinking, man, are we going to have an earthquake? Because this feels like it's seismic, you know? And the thing I have noticed in the past, when there's been something collective, everybody is dealing with their own personal earthquakes. And when we deal with our own personal earthquake, we don't create a collective one.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have noticed for myself in the last week or so is that I have had opportunities that I haven't chosen to step into, but it's been like a revisitation of my own Christmas pasts. I get an email from a relative I haven't had connections with for a couple years, who just is batshit crazy, or drives me batshit crazy. And it's a psychological term. And I don't feel triggered by that. And certain family interactions that would have also made me a little nutty, I'm viewing through different lenses. So it feels like either the charge is gone out of it, or the toxicity is gone out of it, or I'm just not, it's not in me, so I'm not reacting to it. I'm having a much more pleasant experience with it. But people out there, there are folks out there that are not having an easy time with this. And actually, I can loop that around to our topic about cycles and completions. This stuff is coming to the surface for us individually and collective, because we are completing a cycle with it. For instance, all the racist, all the bigoted, all the, you know, fearful rhetoric and all, that is actually something that is in the process of disintegrating, because we are all coming to a higher level of consciousness. There is a greater wisdom and maturity being reflected in the world by some of our leadership. And so the ones that the people who are clinging to the old paradigm are having the most painful and difficult time, and that's what's fading away. And
they've been the loudest.
Well, yes, because the people with having the temper tantrums are the ones that really are feeling like they're losing their identity or their power. Mm-hmm. And as you know, it's like true power, true inner power is quiet and calm. You know, you don't need to fight for it. You just have it. And as consciousness, we are empowered. So I'm curious. That's why I mean, what's Janet tuning into? What's happening right now? Is there a school shooting in Portland? You know, is there?
Well, there isn't. But okay. So what are you noticing on Twitter?
I'm not noticing anything. Well, of course, you know, I don't have a lot of local folks on Twitter. I'm looking at William Shatner, Chris Hadfield right now. But if there's like something, if there's something, it'll come across here right now. The other thing I have had floating in my consciousness is whether or not there's going to be an earthquake. You know, my husband works up near Mount Rainier, so and it's on the flood plains. If the volcano goes, then the glacier melts and that area is wiped out. Well, that's kind of exciting. That would make an interesting movie, you know. So we can create that if we want in our consciousness. But there's lots of other ways to complete cycles. And I'd kind of like to have my cycle with my husband continue to go. I don't want to complete it in the physical just yet. I'd like to be older.
So what's coming up for me in this awareness is that cycles presume that something started and something came together and ended, or it didn't. It just started up again. And we deal with consciousness technologies. It's about looking at those cycles and where they could be different and how to have a new cycle, not always the same cycle, how you can actually change what seems to be happening. And we look at the places where the pattern reveals itself in awareness, and that's an event or something. And then you can go, oh, okay, where can it be different? And I think that's a very important part about cycles. There are so many different levels and ways of dynamics of energy in motion. And if it's the earth, if it's the stars, if it's the inner, it's all related, right? And so everything has an expansion outward, means it's like a boomerang and maybe comes back. And when it comes back, it's maybe a little different. And there's all these places where potential comes into play. So I wasn't really tracking that bit before we had this discussion about how allowing cycles to be different, to allow them to play out in different ways, is really maybe key in what we're looking to do. That just because something has happened before doesn't mean it will be the same again. That's really important awareness, I think, about cycles.
You know, and as consciousness, we exist outside of cycles. We exist outside of time and space. Everything is, we're at the ultimate experience of wisdom, and ultimate is even a measurement. Mm-hmm. But so the fun, exciting thing about being in a body is that we move through phases of growth. We move through contrast, and cycles are both a measurement of time. They're a measurement of growth. They're unless you live in Hawaii or San Diego, it's kind of boring to just have all one season. Actually, Hawaii has a rainy season, so probably San Diego has a season
every day.
It doesn't. You know, I mean, San Diego, you have to put on a light sweater right? Okay, so. You know, some of us experience stronger contrasts than the others, but the completion of a cycle means that something new is about to happen. There's a opening of a new door, a new possibility to step into. And nothing is ever really lost. It's all stored within the collective, files, so to speak, the collective hard drive. So you haven't really lost anything that you're letting go of. but you're creating space for something new to happen, for whatever you've been wishing to happen, you're creating space for it to happen.
Got it. So everybody, that's a whole lot of information. And what are you noticing, listeners? What is it out there that you're feeling that is, that's been building or feels like it's ready to transition, or however you're noticing someplace in a cycle, and you're participating on so many levels and times and space and dimensions, which have no meaning, but they have an experience of. And what is it that you're feeling, and how are you feeling about how you're feeling? That's very important, because we judge ourselves. So if there was no judgment, and is it a life cycle? Is it a 10-year cycle? Is it, are you, where are you? The only way you can make measurements is to know where you are. You have to have a starting place. You don't have to know where you are. You just have to know you have a starting place. And I hope that makes sense. There we go. And what would we like to have different in our lives? So maybe you have cycles that don't have a lot of energy in them. Maybe you have cycles that have too much energy in them. Maybe you have cycles that you notice more than others. I think there's lots of ways to, because I don't believe in randomness anymore, Joan, you know, since I've been doing this work. I think it's all part of information that I'm just not aware of how the pattern works. And so me, I don't even think in terms of cycles too much, because I think in terms of patterns. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grok that.
Yeah.
So you know,
and they're not always looping, you know. I mean, we tend to think of patterns. A cycle is a loop, right?
Right.
But it can go many places before it comes back, and you might not even know where you are when it comes back in reference. You know, I think that's important. That's why having hindsight, being able to be present and be in as acting as consciousness, so that you can overview the events that we use to mark the cycles, and you can start to see the developing patterns and references that they hold. It's only as consciousness, I think, that you can, you know, we need to switch to that. Otherwise, people take it day by day. They don't think they have a future, or it's already predetermined. And that's part of the cycle, is that how you relate to all that and how you've created that, I'm sure.
I love what you said about there is no randomness.
Yeah.
And when you... Okay, this is great. So there is no randomness. And when you're viewing things as your body personality, that's when you'll feel it or perceive it as if, you know,
as
there's
random.
No, as either as random or that there's no free will.
Yeah.
You could also go that everything is predetermined, meaning that it's predetermined by a power greater than yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The way I look at this is that this is a really fun, giant, full immersion video game that, depending on the level that you're operating on, you can feel it as things are happening to you. You can feel it as an online game that has the entire planet interacting, or you can feel it as not just the gamer, but the developer at the same time. When you're acknowledging that you're the developer, you can see how you're bringing these patterns into play to operate within the physical reality and within the storyline. And it's not just predetermined. There's an infinite amount of choices, and you don't have to be playing on a script. You can be playing improv, and you can go left or right at any moment, and it opens up a whole bunch of new possibilities. Mm-hmm. But there's tremendous freedom when you're viewing it as consciousness. And also about cycles, there's cycles, and you could also even say phases. You're completing a phase of something because that doesn't mean that you're looping back to a beginning. You're moving into the new
part of the phase. Yeah,
experience.
You're in phase, out of phase.
It feels like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is probably part of that cycle, you know.
You know, if we relate it to astrology, because there was something you had just said that about, you know, looping back around again, and we have, you know, in astrology, there are things that take 29 years to complete and even longer. You know, we haven't experienced this since 1777 or whatever. There's within, and I believe that you know, astrology is like psychic weather. And I feel like it's all part of the energetic influence here. It's like listening to the music versus the lighting or whatever. So you could be in this body experiencing part of that cycle that begins and ends beyond the physical lifetime. So there's another thing to chew on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love the Möbius strip, you know, the loop that never... You know, as a geez, I have no words. What am I tracking here? You know, while you were speaking, and I found my mind thinking about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and sometimes the energy about that event. And are people celebrating the end of something because they feel hopeful about the future? Are they hopeful that they have a future? Are they feeling, oh my God, I survived another year? You know, for some reason that seems to, I'm tracking that kind of energy. What else was going on there?
There's, you know, talking about psychic weather, there's these sort of foggy patches moving through.
Really?
So,
I think a lot is happening.
Yes.
On some level. And I always support that stuff just because there's nothing wrong with chaos, because what comes out of chaos is something new. And a lot of people have an aversion to feeling upset. They have an aversion to what they think feels out of control. And certainly, you know, with manpower and weapons and all that kind of stuff, which is where we started, put down your arms.
Right.
Don't harm. This is not a time to harm. This is a time for us to allow ourselves perspective. And that's the importance of history. That's the importance of being able to track a cycle so that you can understand how you have changed the cycle. Because we talk about breaking cycles of abuse and those kind of things. How you can register at any point potential is available for something different to happen. You can only do that when you have a sense of history.
Yes.
When you stop. And you go, just because we have been shooting each other for 1,000 years, does that mean we still have to?
I am so curious about that part of the topic. So I want to mark this. So today is a Tuesday, January. No, excuse me, wrong year. Okay. Today is Tuesday, December 29th, and it is. It's, you know, the show goes from 11 a.m. Pacific time to 12 p.m. Pacific time. And I just want to mark that in case there's something going on that hasn't hit the news in the world that hasn't hit the news yet, or just hasn't hit the U.S. news yet, or it's something local, because you were experiencing, you know, put down arms. You're talking about armaments, tuning into wars. We talked about truces.
Something's coming up. Yeah. You know,
One of the things we talked about was, you know, about Christmas truces, and I was thinking back in World War One, and World War One was this amazing experience of, they had been fighting in the trenches. It was a gruesome, horrible, horrible war, and it was a spontaneous kind of ceasefire that happened. between the troops, and they ended up coming together and sharing cigarettes and playing football and everything before having to go back to shooting each other. And, you know, so there was a moment of peace and civility within.
There were different levels of heart available, because we can go to war out of some sense of heart. Right. We're swept up in it. We feel we must defend. And then you get in a situation where you are face to face with someone who holds that same belief. And that belief is to do you harm because it'll make the world a better place. You have two people in that situation facing each other. I have never been to war. I never want to go to war. And my heart bleeds, you know, on that level for those individuals who've had to face this time after time after time, right? And it is about us saying something different. And what that experience in those trenches was about, where they could let that go and recognize the humanity in each other, free of that other limit. And then they had to go back to it, or they felt compelled to, or whatever they did. And that's such a powerful place. And how often does that happen in history that we don't know about, but those men registered, those women registered? And maybe that's something we need to take time to appreciate. Men, women, societies, they have these agendas. They're not always the best. They feel good in the time, but you look at them and do no harm. Isn't that what consciousness is about? It allows for anything.
Well, actually, consciousness allows for everything and has a neutrality about it.
Yes.
And the creation of this reality is one of dichotomy and is one of not necessarily peace. It is one of friction, and honestly, consciousness enjoys all of it. So people
the
conflict is warriors, and mm-hmm. man kills brother or whatever that all that is it's not a big deal to consciousness. We're not as consciousness as invested in our bodies, because we'll make more. We've got more. It's all good. So that's hard for us who come from the judgment that we all want to have a peaceful existence.
It isn't just about peace. It is about personal responsibility.
Mm.
Don't you think? It's like, what do you choose to participate in?
Well, the other thing is what people enjoy. And there are people who find enjoyment in wrestling and hunting and boxing and in violent sports, but they're finding enjoyment in that. And as consciousness, there isn't a good or bad about it. Those of us who are empathic and feel like emotional pain is real have a little bit of a hard time with that.
Well, I think there is the challenge to oneself that's inherent in all that kind of thing. It's like testing yourself. You test your mettle, you test your manhood, you test whatever it is. You know, I personally am from a feminine discipline and go, ooh, that hurts, wear more padding. I don't know. but come hug me after you're done, so that testosterone has that, has a good quality, has a hard quality to it. They're built for it, kind of thing. So I can't judge any of that. If I do, then and that's just me. That's not anybody else. That's just what works for me. But I do think that we have to really look at what we're doing, what we're participating in. Why are we doing this? I think that's important. Very important. Because it's all there, you can't judge one thing over another. You just judge how you allow yourself to deal with it.
We don't have to participate in every game that's on this planet.
No, you don't.
You know, we have choice as consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, the question comes in, well, if someone attacked you, would you respond or would you roll over? And, you know, I don't know. I don't suppose I'll know till that moment.
You wouldn't create it as consciousness if you didn't want to engage.
I don't think I would. I don't think I would because it's not, I don't know. You know, I know very, very brave people, or we feel they're brave because they're willing to stand in front and allow themselves to lose their life in defense or in saving or in whatever it is. And it's not so much beliefs, but it's about who they are. Right? There's a difference between beliefs and being. And I think beliefs, you got to kind of watch sometimes. So what do we notice here? Well, we still got some time here.
Yeah. Did we say everything we needed to say on this? I know what I was going to talk about. I was thinking about evaluating the areas of your life as you're moving into the new year and looking at completing cycles or moving forward and looking at the different areas of your life that you would like to create in. And so it's an interesting dance between resting in heart spacing and being in consciousness where everything is good, it's all okay, and you don't have to do any effort. And also part of navigating as consciousness is this is your road trip. And you'd have a total choice about whether you go to a dive diner or you camp out in the woods or, you know, you stay at a 4-star hotel. It's a 5-star hotel. So you're at choice when you're operating as consciousness.
Completions. I think completions are important. We have to notice how we feel about completing something. When we come to the end of a project, how do we feel about that? When we come to the end of something, how do we handle that? You know, I so value the moment. And I've developed that out of, or that started, was, you know, you could always do something fun with someone. Right. And you had a great time. But the moment's going to end, you know, you're going to hang up, you're going to get off the toy, you're going to do something and it's over and it feels like it'll never be again. And you so enjoyed yourself in that moment. And I've come to appreciate that all we ever have is the moment. And if I'm lucky, I have lots of moments. Right? And because we tend to think, oh, well, we'll do that again sometime. But it'll never be exactly the same. The location, the person, how I felt about it. We're kind of fooling ourselves to think that it'll happen again. It'll happen again, but differently. It has to be.
Well, that's, yeah, and that is the thing about being in body, being in physical form, being in this life is that we get to have moments. And yeah. The moments are fleeting. The moments do change. And being in consciousness in the present moment you get to have that moment for as long as you want to have it. So really savoring this reality, savoring this moment.
Well, all right. Are we ready to come back, you think, Joan?
Oh, I guess so, if we have to.
That's kind of the way it works here, guys. All right, everybody. So let's just notice the quiet, or maybe the uproar. I don't know. And just bring our awareness back from the all into your emotional terrain. And just notice that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot brewing in the world. I can feel that, but I can also feel that we feel all right, and that's important. So just notice that, and then come back into your heart and thank it. it's not done yet. It still beats. So, and then just come back to street level. And notice those things that you had put aside, if, as you look over at them, if it feels the same. Or if they've kind of organized them and sorted themselves out. And just notice, is something just as important as you thought it was? Or maybe after we come back, it'll be different.
Right. So we have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we're talking about cycles and completions as consciousness in a state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm Joan, and I'm here with Janet. We are coming to completion, talking to us about cycles and completions as consciousness.
Totally. Nicole, completions, are those self-evident or do we decide? What do you think?
I think there's both. If you're operating it as consciousness, you are more in control or more in charge or more aware of those cycles. And if you're operating unconsciously, it feels like they're all happening to you.
Yeah. You know, we're the ones who get to say, oh, okay, it's done. I'll never have to do that again. And there it shows up again, right? Different person, different face, but it's the same old
emotional state. Isn't that interesting? Because you get a do-over if you have completed something. And but also wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah.
So if you're doing geographical or you're leaving that husband, you're going to find it in the next husband. So might as well do completions now.
Well, and I think, I don't know if we mentioned it on the show a couple of weeks ago, about the energy of reenactment you're describing. You know, how you reenacted in something in your mind, looking for how it could have been different when there was nothing that could have been different in what it, because you haven't opened yourself up to that it could have been, right? But we get these habitual thoughts, but this is beyond habit. This is where we're like, if I only could have done this, and it's never complete because you've always got this open state. Well, okay, if that had happened and this, and of course it could have been different. And of course the choice could have maybe been made different in the moment, or maybe it couldn't have. And maybe you did the best you could in the circumstances that you were in and in the limited information that you had. And we have to allow that to happen. We have to allow things to be complete. We have to allow ourselves to put things down sometimes. And I bet we spend a lot of energy on that.
We don't have to do anything. If you want to have a crappy time and not let it go, that's fine.
There you go. Yeah. Because consciousness really doesn't care, you know?
You're a choice to not enjoy yourself.
We are each so entertaining to ourselves. Maybe not to other people, but, you know, there you go. Wow.
Well, the movie or the book or whatever would not be entertaining without contrast.
You know? Right. And you remember often they take the book and they take elements out and they put elements in to make it more interesting, right?
Yes.
So often what you see based on a true story, okay? Did everyone hear that? Based.
Right.
Doesn't mean it is the true story. It's just using the true story as the basis, and then they go from there. So, you know, you have to have truth in advertising to that degree, I guess. I don't know if we see it in advertising itself, but in our movies because they're so real. See, because the eye can't tell the difference. It that part of the brain just goes, this is real, this is real, this is real. And so you have to be, you know, have to be paying attention to what you look at. So, and that was the thrill of a book, because you could imagine something. You weren't locked into what something looked like. A very different energy.
I was just thinking about, also based on a true story, that, you know, the actress or actor playing the real person is always more attractive than the real person was.
<I don't know. laughs> Well, I don't know if I'd say that, but yeah, they do get hired for something. Well, and having worked in the film industry and know what it takes to make someone look good or not look good.
Right.
And working off the material that you're provided with.
Yes. As I was going through that disaster, I did not have someone spend 2 hours doing my hair and makeup before really. I hung off that airplane and fell into the ocean.
Yeah, and whatever. Sprayed that stuff on your face so it looks like it's your sweat, right?
Yeah. I've been lightly misted by the makeup lady. Thank you.
Yeah. No one was misting the makeup lady. That's for sure, too. Yeah. No, interesting world out there. Okay, so what do we notice? How are we doing here? I guess we're getting close, and we hope that you'll be joining us in the new year, and that you have a smash of a good time in the next coming days as you look at your cycles and completions. And I love the end of the year stuff because, you know, the year in review. I love that kind of stuff because I look at that and I go, gosh, where was I in August? I don't remember this at all, you know, or it's brings me to where I wasn't. And I like that at times.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, some reminders for folks as we're coming to completion, how they can get in touch with us outside of the show is you can join us on Facebook. Janet's on Facebook as Janet Barrett. I'm on Facebook as Joan Marjorie Newcomb. Also, my fan page is Joan Newcomb. And our show's page is Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. So you can join us there and join the fun. You can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And you can find us on YouTube. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on YouTube. And you can spend all night watching us, our shows on there. And tell them about your website, and then I'll tell them about mine, Janet.
Oh, mine's at janetandbeyond.com. All spelled out one word. You can sign up for my weekly writings if you'd like there. Let's see what else. Oh, okay. I'm busy tracking. I wanted to make what's come to mind, Joan, is during this hour, Joan and I have been tracking something going on energetically.
Yes.
Now, that does not have to be that it's necessarily a negative thing. We feel something going on, and we can, in this hour, we haven't really articulated much about that.
We haven't figured out what it is yet.
What it is. So it's okay. It is not that it has to be a negative thing, because anything that feels turbulent and chaotic can be very good. So we don't presume that, oh my God, there's a car crash someplace and the bridge is gone and the water's gone over the bridge. And we're not doing that at all. And I don't want any of our listeners to go there that way. What we're doing is we're observing that in our field of reference, there is an energy present. And it feels pretty strong to us. Doesn't mean it is to you at all. So we're pretty neutral about it. And so we're just going to allow ourselves to mark the time, which Joan did, of when it was, so that we can see what we might be tapping into. Because this goes globally, our show does, which we're very grateful to. So that means those influence globally are coming in. So something could be happening somewhere that we have no conscious awareness
right.
of.
We have people who listen to us in Ghana. So you know, you could be tuning into something happening, you know, and a completely other side of the globe.
Right.
And you're right. It's we're It's a little bit like, oh, we hear something outside on the street kind of thing, but we're actually feeling something outside on another continent.
Yeah.
And we'll let our listeners know next week if we find out or figure out who it is.
What it is. So I want to thank everyone for joining us this year. This has been...
Oh, I haven't talked about my website either.
So I'm sorry. Go ahead for it.
Your website? So, if I can't even remember if Janet mentioned JanetAndBeyond.com is her website. Okay, great. My website is joan-newcomb.com. You can go there to see the YouTube videos that I do twice a week. You can get my weekly blog and e-zine there. You can sign up for my e-zine and get a quiz that helps you to define your life purpose and passion. And I also have meetups that happen around the Puget Sound. The ones coming up the first weekend in January, not the first week, 9th and 10th in January is in Tacoma and in Bellevue. And you can also find out ways to work with me. I do private mentorship with people to help them transform their lives. So that's at joan-newcomb.com. And what was the last? You get to say something.
Well, I just wanted to, this is an anniversary for us with BBS.
Yes.
And we want to thank the twins, Doug and Don, for all their great support. And it's not necessarily completion. It's not necessarily a cycle. It's just a moment in time. And we want to notice that it's been a year. So thank you, fellas. Thank you, audience. And we look forward to hearing from you in the future.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm Joan.
And I'm Janet.
Thank you so much for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.